Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Every breath that I take, and all for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Yes, he is. And his mercy endures forever. So if God's mercy, praise God, endures forever, we believe God can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's see here. Do we have a prayer warrior on tonight? Praise God, that will handle a prayer request. What about you, Minister Shawanda? Would you like to pray over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. And if there's anybody you want prayer, just press 1, and we'll be glad to agree. Praise God. We all, even though she's going to speak it out, we're going to be all in agreement, praise God, that everything that God, God's going to take care of everything. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone tonight? Praise God. I'm looking down through here to see if there's anybody. Press 1 on your phone if you have a prayer request. I would like for you all to pray for this program, praise God, because it's being heard in most of the United States, South Korea, Japan, Romania, and a little bit of Germany. All of those are just a small percentage. We want more people to hear the gospel, more countries to come in and hear the gospel. So you all stay in prayer for this program, that more people, praise God, will want to hear the gospel in these countries. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God is going to move mightily in behalf of his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're glad we have about, I think, 80-something percent of the United States. We want all of the United States as well. Praise God. Well, I don't see any hands up. Praise God for prayer requests tonight. Everybody is healed. Everybody is happy. Praise God. So pray. Go for it. In your own way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, gracious Father, we come tonight. We want to first thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us an opportunity to come back on the line, to gather together, dear Lord, to worship and honor you, Father God, for who you are in our lives. Oh, God, we're so thankful, Father, for how you have brought us safely this far, oh, God, and how you have protected us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. Father, we thank you for Minister Vivian, and we thank you, Lord God, for her ministry. And we just lift her up to you, Father God, everything, Lord, her heart's desires. And Lord God, as she mentioned, for the program, Lord God, that others will be able to hear the word of God from the program, Lord God. We pray right now, God, that you will hear her cry, oh God, and attend unto her prayer, Father. Your word tells us if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our hearts. And Father, I just thank you for making it happen, even the more, God, opening up doors for her that no man can shut, dear Lord, and for providing everything that she needs. Lord God, I thank you for each and every one that have assembled on the line tonight. And God, we just lift up each and every one and their families, God. We pray, Father God, that your miracle working power will be exemplified in each and every one of our lives. And we ask you, God, to continue to cover each and every one and their families with your blood. Oh, God, we lift up, Lord, those that are battling mental illness. Father, we're praying for the prisoners, oh, God. We're praying for those incarcerated. We're just lifting up, God, all those, Lord God, that are hurting tonight. We're praying for your healing power, oh, God, to meet each and every one where we are, oh, God. Father, we're lifting up those that are mourning the loss of loved ones. Lord, somebody, Lord God, lost a daughter. Somebody lost a son. Oh, God, we're praying right now, God, that you will heal, Lord God, all those, Lord God, who have lost a spouse, or lost a family member, or a friend, a church member, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, comfort us only you can tonight. And, God, we're praying for families all over the world, God, that you will reunite families, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, give us an obedient spirit to your word, to your will, and to your way for our lives. Forgive us of any and all sins that we may have committed, God, and continue to create in us clean hearts and renew within us the right spirit, Father. Bless the children all over the world, God. Meet each and every one, God, where they are, and put mentors, God-fearing people, Lord God, put others in their lives that will make a difference for the better, dear Lord. Father, we just thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. Bless all those that are a part of this ministry. Lord God, name by name, family by family, one by one. And we thank you tonight, dear Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because it all belongs to you anyway. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Shawanda. God bless you. God blessings up on you. I thank you for that prayer. Praise God. At this time, I ask Minister Jackie Keys, can she do us a praise song at this time?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say yes, Lord. Let the church say yes, Lord. God has spoken. Let the church say yes, Lord. Let the church thank you, Lord. Let the church thank the Lord. God has spoken. Let the church thank the Lord. Let the church say amen. Church, say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Jackie Keys from Mississippi. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for all of you all that I see on tonight. Praise God. So glad to have you here, name by name. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just know God is pouring out his spirit upon all. Praise God. We just thank you. I don't see any of the bereaved on tonight, Sister Ethel or Sister Janice has come on yet, but we are keeping them in our prayers as they go through these difficult times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know it's pretty tough to lose a mother that you have been dedicated to for so many years. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank God that we can celebrate a long life for Mother Hattie, God. Hallelujah. She once stayed here in my home one time. They came down to visit, praise God, because they lost their home during Katrina. Praise God. So they are, Mother Hattie and Janice is living out in Alexandria, Louisiana. So just keep them in your prayers at this time. Praise God. Well, this is Family Sunday when we talk about the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Family. The family is so important.
because God created it. Praise God. The family is so broken. Praise God. So we're going to look at a little bit about the family tonight. Praise God. As I said, this is the Family Sunday. Second Sunday is Family Sunday always. Praise God. God has a wonderful plan for each family to bring the family into kingdom living. Praise God. Do you realize what this means? For the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14 and 17. This verse describes the conditions of all who enter into kingdom living. Praise God. Too many families have settled for much less than what God has provided. We have families torn from one side to the other, from one thing to the other, from husband and wife separating, from children being disobedient. Our family unit is not what God planned. Instead of righteousness, there's weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Instead of peace, there's turmoil, conflict, and confusion. Instead of joy, there is discontent, unhappiness, and hurt. That's why we have to pray for one another, because we don't know what you are going through. We don't know what your family is going through. But I'm telling you, mostly every family is affected in some kind of way. Mostly every family. Satan has fought a hard fight to separate every family that he possibly can. He wants turmoil, as we just looked at. He wants turmoil. He wants hate. You know, we got some family members not even speaking to each other. Some family members just hate each other. Oh, my God. This is what Satan, but that's not God's plan. God's plan was for the family. Each family needs a vision of God, promises, and provision. There must be hope. There must be an understanding of how to enter into kingdom living. There must be an assumption of personal responsibility. There must be cooperation with God and with one another. If we don't put God first, then you are falling into danger. Praise God, because he must come first. Praise God. We must be have a determination to process that which is rightful of one's own. Kingdom living is for those who are serious about the things of God. From the first of Christ's teaching on the kingdom, there have been those determined to possess its prize. Matthew 11 and 12 said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent men take it by force. Praise God. We see. Praise God, what God's word is saying to us. The kingdom of God is a government. It has authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is a king. It has spiritual law. To come into the kingdom of God is to place oneself under the king and submitting to his government. God has ordained that his government embrace the family. He did not create the family and then leave it to its own devices to make its own way. Praise God. The family is an extension of God's government in the world. Praise God. Each family must be set in divine order. That divine order for the family is outlined in 1 Corinthians 11 and 3. If our family knew the true order of God, how we are to be according to the word of God, then families couldn't come in, but they don't want to hear some of them. Some of them is in rebellion. Some of them is into different things, praise God, and they don't hear. They're hard-hearted, praise God, and don't want to hear the word of God. Christ is the head of every man, and man is the head of every woman. God is the head of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We must go in God's order when we get away. We are determining our own way. Yes, Lord. We want to do God's way. Let's go back God's way. Let's go and let God lead us and guide us as we sing and pray all the time. We pray and we say that we're going to obey God. We're going to do it God's way. Well, let's do it God's way. We can turn this world situation around where there is so much turmoil, where there's so much violence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where there has been so much, praise God, unrest in our country. Praise God. The truth concerning divine order for the family cannot be bypassed. It is essential to the well-being and functioning of the family, just as it was necessary for Christ, hallelujah, to acknowledge the headship of the Father. Praise God. So must the man acknowledge the headship of Christ. Man is not taking his rightful place. He's not taking the headship of the man's part. Most of them, praise God, most of them is out there beating on their wives. Most of them out there drinking. Most of them out there on drugs. Most of them. Somebody is doing something to disobey the headship of Christ. And the woman, according to the headship of her husband, the woman is out there running around. The woman is out there on drugs. The woman is the same way. Praise God. We have left the headship of Christ. We are not in order. We are out of order. Praise God. This is the divinely established order for the family. It cannot be altered. Are set aside if we wishes to obtain blessings of the kingdom living. Do you see this order coming back in before Jesus come back? Oh, my friends, we have to pray. Pray for our families. Pray, because look, the Bible said it gonna get worse. Praise God, but just pray for your family. Believe God for your family. The Bible said, in Joshua, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So you got to decree a thing. You got to believe God for a thing that your house going to be in order. Praise God. And once you get it coming back in order, praise God, Lord, you set the order according to the word. Praise God. And let the word stand forever. Praise God. Only God's word is going to stand. God's order for the family is given and enlarged upon the book of Ephesians and is simply outlined. The husband headship, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body in Ephesians 5:23. Praise God. Hallelujah. The wife's submission, wives, be subject to your own husband as unto the Lord, Ephesians 5:22. And then the children, obedience and respect. Children, we have children that is so disrespectful. Everywhere we go, we can see it now. Children are disrespectful, even from a young age, from a baby. Oh, it's hard to control the children anymore. Praise God. But we got to pray. And when we seeing a child out there, when you shopping or whatever you may be doing, you seeing a child unruly, start praying. Start praying that child is going to line up according to Christ, that somebody going to plant a seed in that child's life. Praise God, that child will turn from its wicked way, that he will not go the way of others have gone, that this child, just take it under your cover and just pray for that child that you've seen, believing that child is going to turn The Bible said, children, obey your parent and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Praise God, that it may be well with you and that you may live long upon the earth. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that children wants the truth. If, praise God, the right, if you're a praiser, you have the anointing on you, you can speak to some child and that child will hear. Praise God. Hallelujah. This first step for the family is to acknowledge itself as an extension of God's government. Praise God. And purpose to fulfill its function as a part of God's kingdom. The benefits of kingdom life are obtained as a byproduct of kingdom order and priority. As Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things. Come on, somebody. All these things will be added unto us if we seek the kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 and 33. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told us. And you know, I am so glad. I say this all the time. I am so glad that I'm living down here now. Praise God. And I don't have to wonder what to do or how to serve God. God didn't do it to us. He didn't make it hard for us to wonder what we're going to do. All he did was lay the outline for us, so that we'll know what to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if we read his word, hallelujah, his word will lead us and guide us into all truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. All truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Peace and joy are things added to those who make kingdom of God their priority. Praise God. We desire the benefit. We make him Lord in all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, you the Lord of my life. Lord, you the Lord of my children. Lord, you Lord over everything, everything I desire, God. You said you will fill it, God. I mean, we can just go on and believe in God for the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ becomes our King. We make him Lord over everything. We become his subject and do his pleasure. Now we are eligible for the blessings of kingdom living. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can then expect to experience the blessings of joy and peace, which are characteristics of the kingdom of God and its King. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will help us. He's our helper. Praise God. We don't have to suffer trying to live in the kingdom, because the helper is here and the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us. Praise God. Helping us to be what we ought to be. Have you fully arrived yet? I haven't. Praise God. But I'm pressing. Praise God. Toward that mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Because the helper promised me long time ago, once I accepted him as my Savior. Praise God. That he will help me. That he will lead me. That he will guide me into all truth. Praise God. Within the kingdom of God, we need everything that we need. It's right there, as I just said. Praise God. Even our natural needs are supplied. Praise God. Our needs for food. Praise God. Our shelter and clothing become a responsibility of our King. Don't you know our King supply? You know, we don't have anything of our own. You know, let's look at this vast world. Our God supplies us with, oh, praise God, right here in the United States. We don't have to say we have to walk around naked. We don't say we don't have to have no food, because it's being provided. God's love is just being shown. Praise God. Oh, I feel it. Hallelujah. Just look how God is spreading his love through and out this country, right here in New Orleans. Praise God. Look how God, all over the world, God is, his love is being shed because we are his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must assume responsibility for these provisions and add them to us. It delights the King to provide for us. It delights, you know, God is just so happy when he can give good things, hallelujah, unto his children. Praise God, hallelujah. He said it in his word. He said, I give good gifts unto my children. Praise God. But our needs are more than material. We don't even think about what we got to put on. But no, we just got, some of us got too many clothes. Some of us got too many shoes. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend who I go exercise with, and she said, you know, your girlfriend got just shoes falling out of the closet, shoes, numerous. I said, why would somebody have so many pair of shoes? I said, I can count the pair of shoes I have in my closet because I don't want my closet to be cluttered with too many pair of shoes, so many dresses with tags. I just want enough. I will give the rest away to somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It delights the King to provide for us, but our needs are much more than material. Peace is a legitimate need. We need peace instead of all the things. Praise God. Hallelujah. And our King is the Prince of Peace. He will give us peace. Somebody said, Sister Vivian, she really have a lot of patience. You know, I just asked the Lord to give me the fruits of the Spirit. Praise God. Give me the fruits of the Spirit that I might fulfill, his purpose. Praise God. There will be no end to the increase of his government of peace. Isaiah 9:7. Praise God. Peace is inherited in the King. It comes to us through our relationship with Jesus. Praise God. When you got a relationship with Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to give you his peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because peace, right? All understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to give you that peace wherever you need it. Praise God. Hallelujah. As his, also notice that peace is in conjunction with his governing. As his government increases, peace increases. Whatever his government embraces, peace is a result. Praise God. This applies to the family as well as to individuals and nations. On every level, there is peace for those under the complete leadership of Jesus Christ, because he is the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you want the Prince of Peace to give you that peace? I am so at peace here, you know. Oh, praise God. They said, do somebody will say sometimes, don't you have fear living by yourself? No, I'm at peace. I'm at peace with the King because the King gives me that peace that passes all understanding. Kingdom principle illustrated. While he was ministering in Capernaum, a certain Roman centurion begged Jesus to heal his servant boy. In other words, this military captain wanted the benefits of kingdom living. Praise God. He wanted healing for someone under his headship. But there was a problem. This man was a Gentile, a heathen outside the covenant of God. Such blessings were only for God's children and heirs of promise. However, the centurion understood kingdom principles better than do most of God's own children. He proceeded to submit himself totally to the authority of Jesus. And this is found in Matthew 8:8-9, and it reads as thus. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I, too, am a man under authority. Come on, somebody. We need to come under authority. And with soldiers under me. And I say this one, go, and he goes. And another, my slave, do this, and he does it. If you have 10 and they do what you say do. Our children, praise God, and they do. Or if they don't do, learn how to come under the headship of God and let God fix things for you. This man faith to submit himself and his need to the king. Submission to authority requires trust in authority and ability to love. Each husband and father must do what this centurion did. Praise God. Submit everything to Jesus, the head of man. Praise God. The centurion had authority himself, and his authority meant responsibility for those under him. Since he did not have the resources in himself to heal his servant, he submitted himself to the one who did. This is the pattern of kingdom submission. Praise God. What are we going to do? Are we going to submit, praise God, to the authority of the Holy Spirit? Praise God. Oh, pray. Husband and wives have great responsibilities to provide for and protect those under them. Responsibilities too great for themselves alone. Such heads of family must have the faith and acknowledge the headship of Jesus. By the husband or the father, submission to the headship of Jesus, the family then has its true head, and one describes through Isaiah as wonderful, counselor, mighty God, eternal father. Prince of peace in Isaiah 9 and 6. The government of God now embraces that family. Praise God. All we got to do is submit to the word of God. Praise God. And God will embrace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus marveled at this gentle faith submission and pointed out that those who appear least likely to receive kingdom benefits may, in fact, be the first to obtain them. The Jews had better advantages, but were slower to responsibility. Praise God. There is no necessity for God's children to be outside his blessings. We all should be sharing, as it has been proven time and time again, that many Christian families are missing the benefits, praise God, of kingdom living. Praise God. The reason is the head of the family has not recognized Jesus as Lord. No, that is the problem. We have husbands not serving God. We have the one who is the head of the household. He's the wife is going to church with the children, but the man saying he don't want to go. He don't go. He land up drunk. He's gone running some woman. And the head of the house is out of control. God called the man, to be there, to, pray over his family, teach his family. Praise God. Hallelujah. A reason is plain. The head of the family has not recognized the wife, and the children has not recognized the headship of the husband or the father. Too many women trying to run over the husband, whoever they are married to. Praise God, and I hope they are married to man. Praise God. One man. All praise God. And the consequences of such failure results in keeping the family outside the benefits of God's kingdom. What it's like to be outside of God's kingdom? Let's look at Matthew 8 and 12. He said, but the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. But in that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see outside of the kingdom of God, there is going to be turmoil. There is always going to be some turmoil, praise God. These people are called sons of the kingdom. They are heirs of God's kingdom, but they are removed from his blessings. Through their lack of trust and obedience, they have become disqualified. They remain outside the lighted palace of the king. Oh, we want to walk. We want to walk in the palace of the king to receive the blessings that the king has for us. Praise God. the gifts of the Spirit, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. We want all that God has for us, praise God, to live an overcoming life, praise God. We want to live so that God can use us to be a mouthpiece for others. We want to be one that is going to be a fisherman. We want to be one of those who will be a hunter and point others to Christ so that they can enjoy, this peace that we are talking about, praise God. God has put us here to tell others about the goodness of God and all that it takes to live in this kingdom. What are we receiving if we don't have the joy? If we don't have the joy, how can we give it to someone else? There are conditions to receiving God's blessing. God has assured each family of a place in his kingdom, a place of righteousness, peace, and joy. But the condition must be met. How genuinely does the family desire God's best? Enough to meet God's conditions? Enough to identify with his government through submission and his lordship? We are his kingdom children. We are possessing the kingdom. We, praise God, are possessors. Praise God. We ought to teach them how to have power over every demon spirit that is trying to wreck our families. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for this message tonight. Pray for us as we go forth in the Lord on tonight. It's Minister Janice Williams on the same number, 1-714-409-0578. Also on Saturday night, praise God, is Minister Zadie Alford with the children and the grown-ups, praise God. You can listen to these programs all on the same number, praise God. So pray for us as we go forth in the Lord, praise God. Trying to get the word of God out as God has said. Praise God. He said, I will pour out my spirit on foolishness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you want to help fund this ministry, you may do Cash App at $VivianCollins1. Praise God. We'll be glad to hear from you. And if you can't, just come on every Sunday with us. We still love you. Praise God. We're not just begging you to say, pay for my Cash App. Or you may write us at Vivian Collins, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance to watch you and give you peace. I pray for the greatest blessings upon you this week. Hallelujah. Because that's what God told Moses. Praise God. He said, put this blessings upon them and I will bless them. I desire, praise God, hallelujah, to desire the greatest blessing upon you. I want to say bless you and good night and have a great time in the Lord this week. Be back with us next Sunday at the same time now. Good night.